Brian, I remember him back in the day when he was on the radio as Chris Lover Lover. Then he morphed into Ludacris, and Lord have mercy, I didn't expect a career as large as what it became. We're talking about actor, rapper, host, Ludacris.
Roll out. Good morning, fam. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. I appreciate that intro. That's great. We got male gigolo in there, though. There was a little short stint where I had to do
You are
I
a married man. Let that go.
I'm just playing.
Yes, your wife is absolutely beautiful, and the fruit of your loins is why you're calling this morning. You got a children's book based on your daughter.
Yeah, not only a book with Scholastic that comes out, this June and this summer, but I also have a show on Netflix that a lot of people have heard about, and if they have not heard about, you know, the wave is going strong. It's called Karma's World, and we are coming out with a season 2, and it drops on March 10th, man. So, I mean, just because of the popular demand and the word of mouth and everything going around, I couldn't be more proud of it, and I just want the world to see this because it's changing the households one by one, and soon it's become a household name.
Luda, I remember one of the first roles you got when you started acting. You played my man's on The Wash, and you was beefing with Dr. Dre in that one scene. But it seems like you have taken to acting like fish to a water, fam. Which one do you enjoy more now?
Sometimes, people will notice me and say I know him from his music, but I don't know him from his movies. Some people say I know him from his movies and not from his music, and usually those are young kids. At the end of the day, man, I feel like music is always going to be my number one love just because you're able to do 100% of the creative process yourself, whereas, you know, with movies, you play a part, and there's always a director, there's a writer, or a script. Unless you do all of those things, unless you like Tyler Perry, then I don't feel like the movie stuff will equate to the music stuff, but that would be my choice. Music number one.
Speaking of Netflix, I was watching the Kanye West trilogy, Genius, and you were in the studio with Kanye. What was that time like working with him, and what do you think about what's happening in his life now?
Man, all success and all blessings and love to him. I just saw him recently in Miami, and we got a chance to chop it up again. I remember doing that, and I remember being surprised because, obviously, as you guys saw in the doc, everybody kind of just knew him as a producer and didn't really take him serious as a rapper. But when he rapped for me, I was like, this dude actually got skills. So everything that I said was from the heart, and I'm glad that they were able to show that.
I never thought I would have the opportunity to do this, Shay, but I'm going to go ahead and take the opportunity. Luda, I want to apologize to you for bootlegging word of mouth so much back when I was in high school, dog. I had to save up for them Kobe's. So I just wanted to apologize for you. And that was the soundtrack of my high school years, though, dog.
I accept your apology because in the long run, it has not affected my pocket. All you got to do is spread the word about this Karma's World and the new legacy for the kids, and then we'll be even. How about that?
Absolutely.
See, we'll make it right. But he don't know that you were selling it around high school. I'll leave that part out so that Luda don't have to come see. It wasn't just one copy. He was selling it at high school.
Damn.
I was selling the singles, man. People wanted mix CDs back then, dog.
I can't believe you would do me like this. Goodness gracious.
Ludacris, we all know you as a ATL representative. What do you think about Overready the Great? You from Calais Park, Banneker High School. Are you ATL?
I heard about that song, man. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, I honestly feel like it don't matter, man. Like, let the girl get her shine. I see what the technicalities of the aspect are, but I've always claimed College Park. When something is that close to the city and you have restaurants and you spend the majority of your time in the actual Atlanta, then that's naturally what you do. You represent both of them. It's all Georgia. It's all Atlanta to us.
Right. I went to high school in Atlanta at Harper High School.
So I pretty much went to high school at Magic City. I was there more than I was in school. So, hell yeah, I'm Atlanta. Damn it. No matter what you say.
Here's a smooth segue. Karma's World is available on Netflix.
You know what's crazy is that's the beauty of being able to do this because, you know, you can separate the worlds. You know, I make adult music as Ludacris. I make films a lot as Ludacris. But at the same time, I'm trying to be the change that I want to see in the world. And so I paved the way because a lot of people don't know I have all daughters. I have four. four daughters. And yes, they are the inspiration behind this show. And who I am at home as a father obviously is different than who I am as Ludacris. So it's perfectly fine to have these types of conversations and say that, yes, season two is coming. More amazing music, dance, fun, and introducing all these great storylines. And, man, I cannot wait for people to see more episodes because, like I said, man, I'm seeing the impact that this is having and having this inclusion in this show and having all the different, you know, themes that we have is really, really, really just changing one household at a time. Netflix, thank you guys, and thank y'all for spreading the word. I appreciate it. No matter if you bootleg my music or not, we good.
Thank you, Luda. Always love, dog. Have a good one.
All right, all love.